all about helping people move towards God, to knowing God, not through our own power and strength, but through Jesus's death on the cross and his resurrection that makes it actually possible for us to know God once again, the way we were made to originally know him. So we're all about helping people move on, that way on the graph. And no matter where you are, we'd love to help you move towards God. And there can be things that stand in our way. There can be questions that linger. Whatever it is, we're here to help people move that direction. There's a few amazing things to notice about this graph. And we can illustrate it again using that story of the prodigal son. Because you can see, you know, the prodigal son, he went as far from God as possible. I mean, his father. I just gave away the punchline, right? It's actually about God. The prodigal son was kind of a one, right? He was the guy who did everything possible to make his father angry. He did everything the opposite of what his dad would do. Went as far as possible, both physically and in every other aspect of life. The minute he starts coming home, his dad's running to greet him, throwing away his dignity to help him back. And it's the same with us. No matter where you've been, no matter how far from God you've gone, there's always an opportunity to turn around. That's what repentance is. Repentance is when you're going one way and you turn around and you go the other way. In French, in pente is a direction or a slope. And so if you repent, you take a new direction. I've tried that way. It wasn't working out so well. I think I'll turn around and go the other way. We can do that in life. So the minute this prodigal son starts coming home, his father runs to get him. The same way, the minute we start coming home, the minute we start exploring God again, Jesus comes running to our world. God throwing away his dignity to come and rescue us, making it possible for us to keep moving towards God. It's also good for us to notice where the older son was, right? He was, he stayed close to home all the time, right? And did everything he was told to do. But then the minute the younger son comes home, the older son's motives are revealed. He didn't stay home because he loved his father and knew his father loved him. He stayed home because he thought his father would stop loving him if he did anything else. He thought he was earning his father's love. And so the minute it becomes clear that he is moving further from his father's love, that he never really understood his father, never really had a relationship with his father, the minute he starts to move away from his father runs after him too and says, "Where are you going? You've been so close. Why would you give it up now?" And the amazing thing we can learn from the story of those two sons is that no matter where we are on this graph, no matter how far from God we've gone, no matter how much we've tried to make him angry, no matter how much we've tried to hurt him and move far from him, both physically and spiritually, what matters is not so much where we've been or where we are today. What matters is where we're going to go from here. That's why this moment matters so much. Some people say, "I can't know God. God doesn't want anything to do with me. I've done too much. You have no idea the stupid things I've done. The ways I've hurt God, the ways I've tried to make him angry." God says, "Yeah, I know. But what are you going to do now? I know where you've been. I know where you are. Okay. What are you going to do now?" He's always inviting us to repent, to turn around, come home, so he can start running towards us to help us take those next steps in the journey home. So here's your question for today about repentance. Do you feel that there's anything missing or some issue or question or some blockage that you want to have addressed for you before you can repent and turn around? What's blocking you from moving towards the right side of the graph? I'd love to hear from you about this too. Let me know in person if you can. Send me a message through our website or app. Let me know what that blockage is for you. Have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.